proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast on the Everlasting Nation program. We've been looking at the Olivet Discourse comprising Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 25. Our last session began to look at the parable of the 10 virgins, one of the Kingdom of Heaven parables contained in the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. What did the 10 virgins represent? Here are some possible interpretations of the meaning. Some commentators have argued that the wise virgins represented Christians, while the foolish virgins represented unsaved people. Such individuals might contend that since oil can serve as a symbol of the Holy Spirit, then the foolish virgins, the ones who had no oil, could not have represented believers. However, this interpretation does not seem to hold water. The oil in the parable of the virgins was a commodity that could be bought or sold. By contrast, nobody can buy or sell the Holy Spirit. Rather, God freely gives the Holy Spirit to all believers, according to Ephesians chapter 1. Those who hold that the foolish virgins represented unsaved people might also point to the bridegroom's declaration, when he tells them, "I know you not." These people might note that the Lord, in his Sermon on the Mount, addressed similar words to those who, quote, work iniquity, unquote. However, the parable of the virgins provides no indications that the foolish virgins received any kind of punishment. Rather, they lost a reward, namely being part and parcel of the bridegroom's celebration. In this parable, another issue comes into play. Since none of the virgins were watchful, why were the five wise virgins still allowed to partake in the marriage feast? The five wise virgins had prepared themselves to greet the bridegroom, should he arrive at any moment. The very fact that they had purchased oil for their lamps indicated that they anticipated the possibility that they might have to watch for the bridegroom longer than they expected to do so. By contrast, the foolish virgins brought no oil. They thought, wrongly as it turned out, they thought that the bridegroom would come quickly enough so that their lamps wouldn't need further oil. Therefore, only the five wise virgins were truly watchful. Why then did the bridegroom exclude the foolish virgins from participating in the marriage feast? After all, the only fault of the foolish virgins involved a lack of foresight and planning. The foolish virgins had failed in their appointed trust. A bridegroom would be unjust if he gave the unfaithful virgins the same opportunities that he gave the faithful ones. The five foolish virgins forfeited their privilege of participating in the wedding celebration because they had not prepared themselves for the imminent arrival of the bridegroom. This reasoning explains the importance that the Lord placed upon believers needing to be watchful. Their bridegroom, Jesus Christ, might come back to earth at any moment. Believers should not assume when that moment is. They need to continually be on the alert, watching and, in Peter's words, hasting unto the coming of the Lord. Christians should prepare themselves for their Lord's return, whenever that might take place. To that end, Jesus Christ related this parable, and also another parable, which follows, the parable of the talents. In our next session, we'll look at the parable of the talents, another parable relating to the Kingdom of Heaven. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.